Thank you. I want to talk specifically about how the free trade area of the Americas is going to affect women's concerns and also social development issues. Now, you may already know that the UN said that women are 70% of the world's poorest citizens. So out of the very poorest, when we know the trade agreements affect poor communities, poor women are often going to be affected even worse. And there are a couple reasons for this. One is because of women's caring labor, what we call the care economy, women's work providing for their children and their families, taking care of the household, doing that kind of very important and valuable labor that is invisible in economic policies. It's an externalized cost, if you will, and it is invaluable. The United Nations estimated if we paid people for this labor, women would earn globally $11 trillion a year for all their unpaid work that they do. Now, when costs are cut by the government, women end up picking up that burden and doing double duty, trying to make ends meet. There are also social and cultural reasons. Throughout the world, women have less access to education, to equal decision-making within their home, to land, and to credit. So they don't have the same opportunities men have, even in an unfair trade game. And they're considered still secondary wage earners, which means that managers can pay women less money than men for the same kind of job, and women are the last hired and the first fired in jobs. We've seen throughout the world women earn less and continue to work in jobs where they have no opportunities to advance and in jobs that are considered feminine types of jobs in many communities. And trade agreements will just exacerbate that. Women's Edge has been working with more than 45 organizations throughout the Americas, throughout the hemisphere. And through this collaboration and critique, we've agreed that overwhelmingly we believe the women's wages will fall and their workloads are going to double. Now, McCain is going to talk about agriculture and what happens when trade agreements like the FTAA